This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
This one's in the books, and the Bulls win it over the Knicks at the Garden. Final score, 119-115.
If the Knicks want to consistently win, they have to give you effort for all 48 minutes, or they'll be a 500 team, exactly what they are right now.
We'll find it. We just got to understand we got to lock up defensively.
They don't have stars. They don't have much of a home court advantage. They don't play great defense. They don't score the ball beautifully. Maybe this is just what they are.
22 games in, a great run could put us at the top of the East. Just keep plugging, but understand we got to have a sense of urgency to it.
How many games do you need to have played before you say, you know what, we're 500 now, that's a problem?
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
30? 40? What is the number where I could say, I don't like what this is right now?
On 98.7 ESPN.
If I didn't love you, I'd be goodbye now.
All right, DPHRO and Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. I just told RJ and Ray about this this sound that we're going to play, I'd say, later in the 6 o'clock hour. You're in for a treat. Yeah, I mean, you are in for a treat.
I can't wait to hear it. I'll tell you what, all this extra work, I mean, coming up with segments, bringing sound to the table, taping a Thursday night football game and watching it.
I don't feel good about that. I do feel dirty about doing
that. No, you should feel great about it. If not last night, when? If not last night, when? Never. The answer is never.
I think it's a fair point. It's so foreign to me. Like, it's just something I've never done. But I thought it's a non-giant. It's a standalone game. I can watch it without getting hit with a stray score. I'm going to do it. But did I feel good about it? No. I didn't feel at all good about it.
You think there's any chance that I could get Debbie Duhame's number?
What are you looking at? You looking for, like, some personal traffic information?
Yes. Yes, it would be nice. Like, if she could just shoot me a text, like, hey, this is the time now that you should go on the Cross Bronx.
Go.
I would drop everything. 10:15, I left my house yesterday trying to get to Paramus, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I sat on the Cross Bronx parked. Not like, you know, foot on the brake, inching forward, parked, in park. Completely filled up my entire water bottle. Had to turn around. Had to pull the plug. Otherwise, I would have missed the game. I wouldn't have been late to the hockey game.
Really? So you thought, I'll leave at 10:15. Now, there's an app actually known as Waze. You're not familiar with that? You don't use that?
No, I'm familiar with it, but I didn't, like, is there a color like on Waze that's worse than the red?
But there's no way that Waze sent you Cross Bronx if there's a 2-hour standstill delay.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't use Waze.
See?
I did not use
Waze. What's the matter with you? Who doesn't use Waze?
Until I got the situation.
See, this is on you. Honestly, now, do I feel badly? Yes, I feel badly. But this is your own fault. Why you wouldn't at least check Waze? Because there's no way that Waze would send you Cross Bronx in standstill traffic. That's on you.
Yeah, but this was not, I mean, this is not even, I've never seen anything like this. This was just stop. There was nothing going on.
But you wouldn't have gone that way. Why are you opposed to the technology? Get in line. Use the technology. Embrace it.
And then when I try to finally I pulled the plug. I'm like, we can't do this. It's been 2.5 hours. We're not going to make it. I get up to the exit, and I can see the exit. And I'm like, oh, we got to take that exit. And then I look up, and it looks like the exit is closed. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Now if I don't make this exit, now we're just stuck. I can't go anywhere. I'll have to leave. I'll miss the game.
Did you think at all? And how about this? You'll love this. By the way, time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. You're going to love this story. And it'll tell you a lot about the station and about ESPN. So years ago, and I'm sure RJ doesn't remember. I bet you Ray Deanahan was with us this morning. I bet you he remembers. So I was doing a show live from the Belmont Stakes, and it's got to be 8 to 10 years ago. Now, I don't remember the horse that was going for the Triple Crown, but there was a horse going for the Triple Crown. So that adds people that are going to attend, right? And I'm doing a show, and I think it was at noon. And it was on the network. It was a national show at noon. And I left my house at what would you say is plenty of time? From my house in Westchester to the Belmont Stakes. What would you say plenty of time?
9:30.
Left at 9:15. Okay? I'm on the Cross Island at 11.
And you could see it.
And no, I'm on it, and I'm not moving. I'm not moving. And now it's 11. And this is the worst. 11:05. It's 11:10. It's 11:15. And I call the boss, and I said, "Listen, I left at 9:15. It's gonna. I don't know that I'm gonna make it in time for the show." What does he say? What does he say? As I'm sitting there on the Cross Island at 11:20 in the morning, what
leave
does
your
he
car.
Say?
Leave your
he
car.
Says, he says, "Leave your car. Get out and just walk." I said, "Are you leave my car?" He goes, "Otherwise, you're gonna be late for the show, and you're not gonna make it on time." I was like, leave my car? So I was late. And I really believe for a good year plus, it was held against me. How unprofessional are you that you showed up late for this show?
It absolutely was. See, that's the thing, though, is that in that moment, what makes it worse is they don't believe you. Like, you could tell them, like, "Hey, listen, I've been in my car since 9:15. They're like, "Nah, no, you haven't. No, yeah, there's no reason why you shouldn't be here.
And you know what that's like, right?
It's the worst.
And you look at the clock, it's 11:10. It's 11:15. I'm gonna be late. I'm gonna be late. I felt horrendous. But leave your car?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Who's someone gonna go pick it up? Like, what?
I don't think that was a concern. I think the only concern was get to the show on time, and that's all we care about. Like, well, what? And I remember, like, well, what happens to the car? Just get to the show on time. So then could you imagine if I got out of my car and I just started walking, what people would say? This jerk left his car on the Cross Island? Just leave
that
your
looks
car.
Looks like Dave Rothenberg.
Yeah. What is that, Rothenberg? Go, Dave, go. Run, Forrest.
You can make
yep.
it.
Yep. Did I do the open? I don't even remember. Time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. I might have. I might not have. I don't remember. We're going to play audio for you in a little bit, which you're going to absolutely adore. Cowboys, they won, and they covered the number, in fact, but they did not look good last night at all, did they?
No, they didn't look great. No, they didn't look great. But, I mean, that's, again, I mean, they play in such a bad division. I think the whole conversation surrounding them maybe getting to the Super Bowl has died down quite a bit. But, I mean, CeeDee Lamb is awesome.
He's terrific. But why are they playing Ezekiel Elliott in that game last night?
Because they paid him so much money.
But he wasn't capable, and they have a more than capable backup. He shouldn't be in that game.
Every time you watch Tony Pollard, he flashes.
He's a good running back. I said this weeks ago, and I got yelled at by people on Twitter. He's better than Elliott.
Well, I don't know how healthy Elliott is. I mean, that's part of it. He's dealing with something. But that's a good when they're healthy, it's a nice 1-2 punch.
Mm-hmm.
It is. But you're not wrong. I mean, when you watch. Especially last night, Tony Pollard has more juice right now than Zeke does.
I was actually they were 7-1, and I was just like, or maybe they were 6-1. I was like, oh my god, like that. Am I really gonna have to live in a world where Dallas is? No, I'm not. They're not. They'll win the division. They might, and I might win a playoff game. I'm not at all worried about Dallas going on.
It's just not for Ray.
No,
who had another interception last night?
Everyone.
Everyone, you I mean, get
who didn't? Yeah, that'd be a quicker list to go through. Everybody,
I have a scalding hot NFL prediction. Scalding,
really?
Oh,
now at what point? At what point do you think I get the scalding today?
Whenever you want it, I'll give it to you.
All right,
you bet. Protect your eyebrows though; they could burn this. You can burn your eyebrows. Right
have
off.
You ever? Have you ever singed your eyebrows? By the way,
yes.
Yeah, I
once
sat in
formaldehyde. It stinks too when you burn the burnt hair like that. Stinks.
I went from Al. It's a very underrated drop. Is this a national NFL take or is it a local NFL take?
National.
Might you give it to me right when we start to go around the league at 6:45?
Oh, that's the perfect time for it.
Scalding?
This is scalding. Burn your face right off.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This will be like my dad trying to start the grill and his head caught on fire hot.
Was that entertaining or was that worrisome?
Yes. Yeah, watching his head catch on fire and then having to jump into the pool was something to see.
I'm sure it was. And that's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. DPHR Rothenberg with you, presented by Progressive Insurance. So we look forward to the scalding hot take. I also have, we'll do it when we come back in about six, 7 minutes, the audio. I mentioned it to RJ. I don't even... RJ, did I undersell it? Like how good, in fact, it actually is?
No, it's so good. It's the best thing you'll hear all day. The best audio you will hear all day.
See, this is what I do. You're right. I am so now ensconced in the show that I am doing off-show research and bringing audio to the table. Let's go back to the Knicks. 800-919-3776. Mel in Queens. Good morning, Mel. You're next up.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing good.
I want to say something. I was 2 points, right? I was speaking to a friend. I said, when Thibs, when he benched those Knicks play starters after that game, and, I feel like he lost them that time because they was playing really good basketball. They had came off a win. They beat the Bucks. And sometimes as a coach, you try to flex your power too much. This is not college basketball. These are professional NBA players. They were playing great. And ever since that time, the Knicks been up and down. And then my second problem is that you knew what Kemba Walker was before you came in. Not every player is going to be a defensive player, but you have to find ways to maximize his offense, get him into a rhythm. You don't pretty much just take him out the rotation. Younger players are looking at that. So now some players end up playing, if he do this to Kemba Walker, he'll do this to anybody. Players start, playing scared. It's not the same. And Kemba Walker is one of the few guys that can help you win these close games. Yes, he was struggling, but look at Westbrook. He was struggling. The Lakers stuck with him. So I feel like when you have an all-star caliber player, you don't disrespect them like that. And that's a problem that has been happening since he left the Bulls.
Mel, Russell Westbrook is not an all-star caliber player.
Yeah, now, Russell Westbrook and Kemba Walker aren't in the same conversation. They're not. I mean, Russell Westbrook is he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, that's it. That's not who Kemba is, especially now with his knee.
Players for the Knicks. So you got to find a way to get him the ball, get him going in different things
like
that.
You just Mel, here's the thing. Here's the thing. The only way the Kemba situation was going to work, because he's so bad defensively, and Fournier's not good defensively, was that the payoff would have to be on the offensive side of the floor. And when you, and this is numbers, this is not opinion-based. When you look at the offense, because the defense with Kemba on the floor is the worst in the NBA. The worst. When you look at the offense, it should be, okay, if we're going to be now one of the worst defensive teams because of Kemba, we sure as hell better be one of the best offensive teams with Kemba.
And you're not.
And they weren't. I think with Kemba on the floor, they were the 27th ranked offense in the NBA.
I will say this. It is puzzling that you go from this is a guy that you're starting and is getting major important minutes to he can't play at all. I do find that curious.
I do too, and I said that. You can't play him, but like you can't find any time for him. I agree with you.
You think he would get into the Grizzlies Thunder game last night?
Potentially.
Did you see? Like I saw the score and I was like, wait, that can't be right. I went to two different sources. 152-78 was the final score.
The score was 152-79.
Yep. 79. Sorry to shortchange OKC. I mean, that's got to be right up there with the biggest margins in the history of any sport, right?
Yeah, right there. Right. Maybe next Wednesday we'll do a Stump Rothenberg on that.
You know what? I'm going to study that up because I know that's what you're going to go. One
maybe
step
not
ahead
now.
Of you,
I don't treat me like Andy from America. I'm just going to give you easy questions that
that's
you can
not
answer.
That's an easy question. I don't
well,
know the
study
answer to it.
It.
I'm going to study it. I'm going to get to work on that. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you are going to absolutely love the audio that we're about to play. Are you ready for the setup? Are you ready for the audio?
I'm ready for all of it.
Okay. You're familiar with the new coach of LSU, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Brian Kelly, formerly the coach of Notre Dame, yes?
Yes.
All right, there's two different Brian Kellys. There's Notre Dame Brian Kelly, and there's LSU Brian Kelly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. This is back on December 1st. December 1st, which is a couple days ago, Brian Kelly on the Feinbaum Show. Here he is, Notre Dame Brian Kelly.
It was my choice. I own that choice, Paul. There's no easy way to do this.
Okay. So that's, what's today? Today's the 3rd, yes?
Today is the 3rd.
So that's Wednesday of this week. That's Wednesday. Now let's hear it again just so you can really emphasize. Here is Wednesday, Brian Kelly.
It was my choice. I own that choice, Paul. There's no easy way to do this.
Okay. You have that?
I got it.
Okay. You ready for Thursday, Brian Kelly?
So this is Brian Kelly Wednesday. Now we're going to hear him on
You heard
Thursday.
Brian Kelly Wednesday. You heard his voice. You heard his... Does he have much of a southern accent?
No.
Okay. Here is Thursday, Brian Kelly.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
So he really picked up on the Southern drawl just in 24 hours.
Yeah, listen, I've heard that. It's like, I mean, if you came to Boston for the day, before you know it, you'd sound like Dave Gettleman.
I believe that's probably true. I mean, how remarkable is that?
My family.
My family. I mean, the guy sounded like he's from you know, like where he's from. Like you know, Michigan, Ohio, right? That northern area. And the next day, he's down in Louisiana, and now all of a sudden, he's Huey Long, whom probably nobody knows, but you get the point. A southerner.
No, he sounds like... And the first thing I thought when I heard that the second time is he sounds like Joe Namath.
He does.
He sounds like he's doing his best Joe Namath impersonation.
He sounds exact. It's a great comparison.
I'm here with my family.
My family.
Mind-boggling.
But why would he do that?
It's mind-boggling.
Well, he's a bad guy, man. I mean, he's full of you-know-what.
But I don't understand. What is the point of that?
Well, the point of that is he's trying to endear himself to the fans.
So you think, like, people at the game... I mean, first of all, does he think that the average LSU fan is just a moron? They wouldn't know that there was a Brian Kelly before the one speaking in front of them at that moment?
I was listening to Greeny yesterday. I don't think he's that... I think he's... That was the first time he's been in Louisiana.
Like, what, for the job? The job interview?
He's been in Louisiana.
Well, he's picked up the draw very well.
But this is why I think you got the reaction you got when he left and when Lincoln Riley left is because of what you just heard, right? Is that, I mean, this is the guy that's supposed to sit in your kid's living room and tell, you know, this young kid and his family how, you know, you come to Notre Dame and it's not just about, you know, how you play on the field. It's about turning you from a boy into a man, and we have your son's best interest at heart. Hey guys, so he's full of it. He is.
I will
tell you this.
My family.
I will tell you this. I never, ever, ever, ever want to hear anyone complain about a kid that will not play in a game because they want to keep themselves healthy. Ever. Ever again.
No, that should never happen, no. No, it shouldn't, but it's the same. But Dave, I mean, we spent how much of the show yesterday talking about the, you know, Major League Baseball lockout? And as a former player, it drives me crazy is that you get into these, you know, these battles with leagues, and because the fans want to see you play, they'll side with the owners because that's their team. Oh, just accept the deal. We want to see you play. And they'll side with the billionaires instead of the players. And in college football, it's, you know, we want to see our bet. We want to win this game, and you know the only way we can win this game is if our best players play. So how dare you not play in a meaningless bowl game?
Well, listen, I get it. Of course, you have your best chance if your best players play. But it's, I mean, who was it? Jalen Smith a couple years ago that played
Jalen
in
Jalen Smith
that
destroyed his knee.
I mean, it was never the same, and now is I don't even think he's on a team in the NFL.
Well, you saw the Michigan tight end did the same thing too. He blew his knee out. Never. I mean, his career was
that Jake Butt.
Gone. Yeah, done. It's a real thing, man. Oh, it's a real thing.
You know what? I would almost tell a kid, this is a meaningless game. You know what? Don't play it.
No, but I think that's why at some point they're going to expand the playoff too. Because these kids aren't going to risk their NFL careers to play in some bowl game that means nothing.
Surely they won't. All right, so I thought you'd get a kick out of that. That was entertaining, right?
That was hilarious.
My family.
I'm here with my family.
They say life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
I tell you, Michael, I appreciate being there, and Dan, and then Peter. If Peter's there, I hadn't heard a peep out of him if he is.
That's about right, Joe. That's about right. They must have been talking baseball.
It's mind-boggling.
I love Joe
Namath. I'm telling you, I stand by it. If I, like, dinner, and I get to pick the, you know, the three or four people I'm having dinner with.
All right, here we go. Let's go. Give me some music. Give me something. Right now, three people currently alive. They have to be alive. Three people. You, dinner, go.
But sports, right? Let's just keep it sports.
You want to keep it sports?
Let's keep it sports.
Right? Okay.
It's too wide of a net.
All right. Here we go. Three people. Very lively. Very entertaining. You're picking three people you can have dinner with. Go ahead.
And this is going to be probably for all the wrong reasons.
Now here's my question to you, though. Do you worry about them meshing? Are you worried, like, I can't put this guy and this guy because they won't like each other? Are you just picking any three people that you want to have dinner with?
No, there's got to be some meshing. There has to be.
So you can't pick like a football guy and a hockey guy who might just detest each other.
No, that has to. I mean, don't you
that
think
gets
that has to come into play though?
I
want to get the best out of the dinner. I don't want an awkward dinner.
Okay.
I want everyone to be, you know, we're feeling good, having
what
a couple
kind of
drinks.
Dinner you're going for, by the way?
What kind of
Italian?
Nice steakhouse? No, nice steakhouse.
Steakhouse. All right, everybody likes that. Okay. All right. So where are you going?
Joe Willie Namath is coming.
Joe Willie Namath is one.
It's mind-boggling.
All right, Joe, pull up a chair.
I think Derek Jeter may be coming.
Derek Jeter is there. Okay.
Kenny Golladay.
Would you bring Kenny Golladay to the dinner?
No, he's out. Kenny
is there any
out.
Chance you might consider Corey Davis to the dinner?
No.
Corey Davis.
I'm taking the
big contract of Corey Davis. No?
No, he's
all right, so you got
out.
Jeter.
He's missed time.
You got Jeter. You got Joe Namath.
See, now this gets tough. Now this gets tough. Because I think we all recognize why those two are at the dinner table.
Yep.
Cool.
See, in that theme, maybe pick up like a Ron Duguay.
Nah, I've already heard some of the Duguay stories.
He's got stories.
He's got stories. Hey, Buster, how you doing? It's Rick DiPietro calling.
Yes. You pick Buster.
No, I got. Why would I pick Buster? I mean, here's the thing, though, too, and I'll be very offended. Buster's taking his son to this lunch. I mean, don't you think I should? Shouldn't I be able to come to this lunch with you now?
Listen, let me start to develop the relationship off air with Buster. Meet his family. Obviously, he wants me to meet his son, and then I'll have you at the second lunch.
Okay, I'll take the second lunch.
All right, but
yep,
you still need a third person here. A third person for your steakhouse dinner. Joe Namath.
Derek Jeter. I think I'm going MJ.
I think that's good.
I think I'm going MJ.
I think that's very well done. And Michael Jordan. Good. Very well done.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You better not underwhelm me here when we do this in like 8 minutes. You better not.
Oh, it's going to. I would put on facial protection.
I want singed eyebrows is what I want.
It could be a whole face. I mean, eyebrows, nose hair, you name it.
Yep.
We could be
I want singed like the front of my hair. Oh,
this could
terrible.
Be like a, we got to pick up the phone and call Drew Brees and ask him where he's getting his hair situation.
What a beautiful head of hair he has now, huh?
Every segment it gets longer. I don't get
it. It's good. It's
every
like a
segment it gets thicker.
It's like a Saturday Night Live skit. It's like first he has no hair. Now he's got some hair. Now he's got, you know, a little bit more. Now he can part over to the side. Now he's got like locks, like long flowing locks.
Now he's got a ponytail.
He's like Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, but you know that Brian Urlacher, I mean, he went and had something done.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Drew Brees did as well.
Yeah, but that quickly? Like, is it a wee? I don't get it. Like, it shouldn't just grow back that fast. Like,
well, it has.
A transplant.
It has.
Because Brady definitely got a transplant, but Brady's like was gradual.
Brady's getting younger.
Yeah, he's going back. I don't understand that whole thing either. I mean, that's whatever he's dabbling in. I do use his pea protein though, the TB12 pea protein,
and
it's good.
Yeah,
the service is incredible though. I mean, it just deliver it. I mean, the delivery is phenomenal.
What does that mean, phenomenal delivery?
Like they order
they ring the bell and they sing when you answer the door? What does it
not
mean,
like
phenomenal
you, like,
delivery?
No, like order it, and then next day it shows up. No extra cost, nothing. Just shows up. I got I got some extras. Like, oh, here's some free mixed berry protein to try.
Yeah, that's good customer service. Doesn't surprise
me. How about my
wife, though? Tom Brady.
She's the worst. Yeah, but she's the worst, too. Just it's to like, because she knows how much I love her, that there's nothing that she could do that like would ever change that. This wagon is, she's the one that orders it because she likes the vanilla. I like the chocolate. So she's like, oh, look, I got you a new chocolate. And I'm like, oh, thanks, hon. And she's wearing a TB12 sweatshirt. I said, what are you doing? She goes, oh, it's a nice sweatshirt, isn't it? And I was like, no, you can't.
Wait
you can't
a walk minute.
Around, you can't walk
she
around the house
wears
with
a Tom Brady sweatshirt around the house?
Yeah, I think to mock me. I think to aggravate me, she had it on, yeah.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie. It was a nice looking sweatshirt, but there's not, I can't have that in my house.
No, no. In fact, that goes missing immediately.
I've completely lost control.
Yeah, you really have. Shred that thing. Or have Milo do it.
See, Milo would do it. He's
yeah, he
guy.
Would do it. Have Milo take the sweatshirt, cut it up, throw it away. Has anybody seen my sweatshirt? Nope. Sorry, Mom. Haven't seen it.
Dude, we had, speaking of the kids, too, nervous breakdown at the house last night? It was yesterday afternoon, nervous breakdown at the house.
Who had the breakdown?
Ella and Milo, breakdown.
A dual breakdown? What?
Dual
give
breakdown.
Me this quickly. What happened?
Well, because Rocco he's a deviant. Like, there's nothing that he can't get into. It's like every drawer he wants to open, like, it just pulls stuff
well,
out.
Well, he's a baby, of course.
No. But it's worse than that, though, Dave. Like, I'll take things, put them on the counter so he can't reach them. He'll go grab a ball and throw the ball at what's on the counter and knock it down to try to get it.
Oh, like, good for him.
It's a different level of craziness. So the elves are back. Elves on the shelf. They're back.
Oh, yeah.
So each kid has their elf. We have, you know, we got Mo, Bo, and Snowflake. So Snowflake decided it was a good idea to hide. Not hide because you can see them, but in a spot that is reachable for the baby. In an apron. So she was hanging out in a Christmas apron that the baby. Yeah. So what does the savage do? Because you're not supposed to touch the elves. The savage rips the apron off the wall and then is walking around with the elf. And you're not supposed to touch the elf because you steal the elf's magic if you touch it.
Uh-oh.
You should have seen Ella.
They freaked out.
Oh my! Oh, Dad, Rocco stole her magic. Like you've never seen in your life.
Well,
real tears, real
that's
crocodile.
That's a magicless elf now, and I understand her upset.
But the elf, luckily for us, Santa came, took Snowflake back to the North Pole.
Okay,
and she was nursed back to health, and she's back. But it was touch and go there for a minute, boy.
Thank goodness for that. Now, you enjoy when I lose my composure, don't you?
It's my favorite thing.
Yeah. So I don't know how much you listened, but after I was on KJM, my former co-host at the station years and years and years ago, the great Amani Toomer was also on KJM. Did you happen to hear any of that?
I did hear that. It's not a tumor. Yeah, I did hear it. Yeah.
Okay. So you know where we're going to go here. Here is Amani from yesterday saying he's uncertain if one GM with the New York Football Giants should move on from his job.
There's been so many misses. It's just, it's tough. It's tough to defend, but I still think that you gotta give opportunities. I know Giants fans don't want to hear that, but it's tough. It's a tough situation because I know him personally.
It's not tough. Nothing about it is tough. You start the conversation with, he's had so many misses. Why in the world would you bring him back when you have two probably top 10 picks? There's nothing tough about it. I can almost think of nothing easier than to move on from Dave Gettleman right now.
No, I don't even think it's a decision.
Oh, my God.
It's
tough.
A conversation. No, that's absurd.
That's a terrible
a relationship
take.
With him. So, but I don't even think it was a take. I think it was, I know him personally. You heard that. So I'm not going to bury him on the radio.
That's gross.
He's leaving. Call it fired, call it retired.
I don't care whether he retires, whether he decides that. He gets, like, I don't care how it breaks down. He gets fired. He wants to move to a non-football-esque role with the team.
Maybe the
I
villages.
Don't care.
Maybe he goes down to the villages.
Maybe he goes to the villages. Maybe he gets into like the billing department. I don't care. But if he's back with the Giants, I will go crazy. And he can't be, and he won't be.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
No, I'm not concerned about that.
I've tried in the past.
He's a doppelganger.
Would you stop with that?
I can't wait to take you to Boston for like 2 hours. And
I'm
going to
have the
that.
Accent very quickly.
The quarterbacks.
We'll do a show live from Boston. Who is this guy? Oh, that's Dave. He's been here for 12 hours,
and all of a sudden he sounds like Brian Kelly in New Orleans.
The Giants are wicked good.
My family.
I'm wicked upset. I'm telling you.
That's right. I'm turning to Jack Nicholson in The Departed. But I don't understand why.
I love that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. That was Scorsese's, that was his Oscar. But I don't understand why you would have on a guest, and I like him on, he's a good guy, and I think he knows football well, obviously. Why you would have on a guy, and then he's like giving you answers, and then it's like, well, I know him really well, so it's hard for me to give you that answer. Like, what, don't you lose all?
Yes. Credibility, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to say credibility, but
this
right?
is why we don't have guests. But this is exactly why we
yeah, because we have a guest. Well, I like this guy, so I don't want to poo-poo all over him, right?
No, what you say, I mean, even if you know the guy, listen, I know him, he's a friend of mine, but he hasn't done a good job. I mean, if Dave Gettleman thinks he's done a good job, then, I mean, he needs to seek other kind of help.
Dave Gettleman could be my uncle, and I would not think that he should keep this job.
But you're historically nasty to your family, though.
What does that mean? I'm historically nasty. I don't think that's true at all. I'm a good family member.
I would be less likely to defend my family than I would close personal friends.
I'm here with my family.
My family.
That's bad, man.
It's good, though, right?
So what'd you do, bro? I watched Sling Blade last night.
Yeah. kill them all.
What a bad, like,
he's a creep.
He's a bad guy.
He's a creep. All right, here's your shot. Right now is your shot to qualify for the week 13 pigskin payout. This is it. Final time for the week. Your chance to play in the 98.7 ESPN Sportsbook and win up to $1,000 for correctly picking the Jets and Eagles game. Be the first caller right now, 888-987-ESPN, to qualify. We'll be selecting our winner today, so keep it locked in for your chance at the pigskin payout. Now, this to me is the perfect situation. If you don't know about the pigskin payout, you can either take a team to win or the spread. The spread on the Eagles-Jets game is 7. Now, if you take the Jets plus the 7, you win 250. If you take the Jets to win outright, and they do, you win $1,000. This is not like a 3-point spread where it's obvious. What would you do? 250 plus 7, $1,000 with the money line.
We've had a pretty good history here. I mean, what is it? Four? I think we've had 4 winners with the 1,000.
Yep.
Oh man.
It's right there in that spot of like you could really go either way.
Good though. I mean, but Jalen Hurts did not look good against the Giants.
Looked good.
All.
It looked awful.
He looked awful.
Dave Gettleman at quarterbacks. Yeah.
I mean, Jalen Reagor was brutal. I would probably roll the dice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would probably roll it.
Jets with the outright win, huh?
Yeah, I would do it.
All right.
Jets defense coming off a good game.
They did play well. They ran the ball effectively against maybe the worst team in football, but you're right. They did. All guests on this show, we don't have a lot because you scare them away. They appear via the Goodyear hotline. Let's go around the league right now, please.
It's time to go around the league.
All right, and with Around the League, we're going to have some straight talk. No contract and no compromise. All right, you promised us right at the top of Around the League, you were going to give us a scalding, eyebrow-singeing hot take. What do you have?
All right, here's the hot take. You're sitting down, right?
I swear to you, you're looking at me. You know I'm sitting down. This better be good.
You have a fire extinguisher or something?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
All right, here you go. Mac Jones will be the offensive rookie of the year. Micah Parsons will be the defensive rookie of the year.
I hope you're going somewhere else here. I'm not kidding. This is disgraceful.
And here's where it gets real spicy.
Okay.
Real hot.
Yeah.
Not only will Micah Parsons be the best.
Go ahead with it. Go ahead.
He will be the defensive player of the year.
Okay. That would be spicy and hot. Thank God you saved it with that. Because the first two were as benign as, yes. Like, you wouldn't even see a dermatologist for the first two. That's how benign that was.
No, you would scratch it off.
Yeah.
You would
say to your wife, like, hey, do me a favor, just flake this thing off, would you? That was the first two. I was embarrassed for you with the first two. But I needed a flame retardant shirt for the last one. So we go from Diggs is going to be the defensive player of the year, now all of a sudden to Micah Parsons is going to be the defensive player of the
year. Micah Parsons, yep.
You could be right. He's a special player. He really is.
Special players, 10 sacks, played every single one of these games. Team's going to win the division. 54 solo tackles, 16 for loss.
I like that take.
Loss.
I like that take. I'm trying to think, like, who else could be involved in that discussion right now?
I think Myles Garrett would be in the discussion.
I think he is, but again, do they wind up faltering down the stretch?
That could happen.
So do you want to give it to a guy that's on a good team?
Well, yeah, that's why I'm saying they're good. Right. I mean, the Cowboys are going to win the division.
Yep.
I mean, Matthew Judon in New England's having an awesome season.
He sure is.
But I just think, like, what they've asked Micah Parsons to do defensively with all the injuries and everything else, man. I mean, the guy's been awesome.
All right, let me ask you a question, then we'll go around the league in just a second. Pick our game or games against the K-Show. If you were the Giants right now, would you go back, give up Kadarius Toney, give up the Bears' yes. number one pick, and you get Micah Parsons?
Well, I don't know yet, because it depends. No, because that Bears pick is... I mean, that's a
it's prime
premium pick.
Yeah, but of course you do it. You think this guy's going to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Well, yeah, but let's see what that first round pick turns into, though.
It doesn't matter.
It does kind of matter. What if that
Defensive
first round
Player
pick,
of the Year?
What if that first round pick turns into your next quarterback or Russell Wilson?
But you it's can't, a more important you can't position. Replicate defense. You're talking about the best player in football on defense.
Okay, but it listen. If you're telling me, would I go back and draft Micah Parsons instead of Kadarius Toney? Yes, I would do that, but I don't know what that first-round pick... If Daniel Jones can't play, and I take my first-round pick and Chicago's first-round pick and turn it into my next franchise quarterback, I mean, what's a more important position? Quarterback or linebacker slash, you know, edge pass rusher?
All right, well, let's table this. We can get back into this in the 7 o'clock hour.
But what would you do?
I don't trust the Giants to go out and take two first-round picks and turn it into Russell Wilson. That's just not their way. I don't have any hopes that Russell Wilson is going to wind up.
But that should be your hope, though, that it's not for what
but
you
I
said,
don't
it's not
believe,
their way.
I do not believe that the Giants are that kind of an organization. Do you?
At the moment, no.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. Right off the bat, this could be the game that we roll with on the K-Show today at 5:55. We've hit two in a row. I love this game. Eagles laying 7 on the road at the Jets. Philadelphia is going to hammer the Jets in this game.
And you're confident in this?
Very confident.
And usually I wouldn't do this because, you know, I can't.
I know you don't like to go against the Jets, but you could hold your nose, have me go on the K-Show. I make the pick. And then you just reap the benefits on the other side.
All right, just quickly, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
This is not like me asking like the KJM guys during Crossdeck, like 30 seconds, yes or no. Like a legit 30, a legit okay. 30 seconds. Don't
I'll
ask
take
me.
This 4 to 7 minutes. Go ahead.
Don't answer my question with another follow-up question.
I might.
Give me the rationale as to why Philly is going to hammer the Jets.
Well, I think that they're going to be able to run the ball effectively. I mean, Zach Wilson, I don't trust him at all. The Jets were getting beat up by Houston last week, and they did come back and they ran the ball effectively. They're not going to run the ball effectively, I wouldn't think, against Philadelphia. I don't trust Zach Wilson. I think the Jets have a lot of trouble moving the ball. The Giants kind of ruined Philly's hopes last week, I thought, but maybe they didn't. Because Washington is that team right now that's in the 7th spot. Philly can find their way up to the 7th spot. They desperately need to win this game. I just think that they're going to put up, and they were minus 4 in the turnovers last week and still had 2 chances to go and beat the Giants. And on top of it, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, and I don't think this is, and you know I don't love the Giants are better than the Jets. Right now, the Giants are a better football team than the Jets. So I'm looking at a, I don't know, 27-13 kind of win for Philadelphia this week.
Okay. That was well broken.
Well thought out, well dissected. All right, let's go rapid fire here. Daniel Jones, it sounds like maybe now he's going to play. Miami giving 4 at home against the Giants.
I mean, Miami's defense right now over the last, 4 weeks has been...
Yep, very exotic, too.
The second best, if not the best. And Tua, I give him credit. I mean, the guy is... I mean, he's completing, what, 80, almost 85%
of
his passes?
He looks much better. He looks much better.
The big thing for the Giants in this game is they have to tackle. Like, he gets the ball out of his hands, and it's you know, it's Waddle. It's their wide receivers with yards after catch, but... Wow, a banged-up Daniel Jones in Miami. I think Miami's going to win the game.
I agree with you. I think I have no doubt. Do they win by more than 4 would be my question. We're not taking that game. If I'm calling the K-Show at 5:55 because you're having practice at that time, there's no way we're taking that game.
I'm
Chicago.
I'm actively looking for practices on Fridays.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's like, guys... Practice. What time, Coach? 5:53 on Friday. I'll see you there.
What is it? What is it, Indeed? I put my resume on Indeed. Do you have a Friday practice?
Yeah.
Around like 5-ish?
Incorporate a Friday practice. Arizona, Kyler Murray will be back. Looks like DeAndre Hopkins will be back. They're giving 7.5 to the Bears in Chicago.
Yeah, I like Arizona.
You like all the favorites.
Well, no, I mean, how do you not like, I mean, Kyler Murray back healthy against the Chicago Bears team?
Yeah.
I don't, come on.
It's tough not to like this one. Here's my second favorite pick of the game of the week, and I could easily be swayed into this. Minnesota on the road in Detroit, Vikings laying 7. I love Minnesota. Firstly, yeah, they're right there for a playoff spot. They compete every week against teams that are 10 times better than the Lions. The Lions stink. Swift is going to be out in this one. They gave everything they had against Chicago on Thanksgiving and still lost that game. What was a dreadful game. Minnesota's going to put up, I think, a lot of points. Really like the Vikings laying the 7.
I could be talked into that one.
Yep.
I could.
Indianapolis at Houston. Any feeling about that one either way?
Either way, Indianapolis at Houston.
10 points the number, by the way.
Oh, Colts, man.
Giving. Yeah.
Yeah, but Houston, I mean, Houston, they lost to the Jets, man. I mean, in Indy, Indy's right there. They should roll Houston.
They should.
It's tough with me, Indy, because now I'm watching the Hard Knocks now, because I'm like, I'm now getting like emotionally attached to
now
Indy.
Now you're invested,
a little bit.
Yep.
I would probably lean Indy.
Would you lean Tampa laying 11 on the road in Atlanta as well?
No. No, 11. I have one of the biggest Buccaneers fans staying at my house right now, and we went over the picks yesterday, and he's like, no, Tampa, they shouldn't be giving anyone 11 points.
Well, they were giving the Giants 11. They beat them by 47.
No, I know.
Cincinnati, who's back to being red hot, hosting the Chargers, Bengals giving 3. I lean Bengals here.
Yeah, the way they ran the football. Well, I mean, the way they're running the football. I mean, Joe Mixon, the stud. Yeah, I would probably lean Bengals as well. But these are kind of two similar teams, though. As far as like feeling like both of these teams are ready to kind of take that next step.
Yeah, the young quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah. It feels like the next decade will be good for both of these teams.
Yeah, I agree.
Washington at the Raiders.
I kind of like this game.
You like Washington?
No, I kind of like the Raiders.
Yeah, I kind of like Washington. They're playing really good football.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
They've won 3 in a row.
No, I know they won 3 in a row, but I mean, going
Raiders
to
could be
Vegas,
one, by the way, here. Only one.
Yeah, they're only laying 1.
Yep.
I know everyone doesn't love Derek Carr, but I mean, Derek Carr's a pretty good quarterback.
He's a pretty good quarterback. You're right. Jacksonville and the Rams.
I like
Rams
the Rams a lot.
At home laying 13. I don't think we'll do it, but the Rams.
I don't think
you
give me
Jaguars.
Enough points. No, I really like this game.
Yeah, really. I like this game, too. The Rams, they're going to kill them.
They're going to destroy them.
I see like a 34-13 game.
Like we spent all our time watching Zach Wilson and how bad he's been. Trevor Lawrence has not been much better.
He has not been much better. And they fight, but the Rams have been embarrassed lately. The Rams are going to destroy Jacksonville. All right, put that one down as well. I do like that one. San Francisco on the road in Seattle. Niners laying 3. Maybe without their best offensive weapon, Deebo Samuel may not play in this one.
Yeah, otherwise I would love this game, too. Otherwise I would really like San Francisco.
But you don't like it because of that?
Did you see how, I mean, did you watch any of, I know you watched the game, but have you seen any of the video? Because I was going to bring it up, we didn't have time. Like, I don't even think the equipment manager has to wash Jamal Adams' uniform just because he doesn't.
On the touchdown?
Did you see that?
Oh, it was gross.
That
might be the best thing that Joe Douglas has done so far.
I
getting
think it's
two
right
ones for Jamal Adams.
It's right at the top of the list.
Yeah, he's a tremendous disappointment. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Baltimore laying 4.5. That's too much. I don't like it. They're rivals. Pittsburgh could certainly show up. Baltimore probably wins.
Pittsburgh.
I don't like by more than 4.5.
No, I think Baltimore may win by 3. But, I mean, Pittsburgh feels like one of those teams because Mike Tomlin is one of the best coaches in football. With, I mean, he called them out, man. I mean, he's like Ryan Clark eviscerated that Steelers defense, and Tom was like, "Yeah, I didn't hear what he said, but he's probably right.
He probably
right
is.
Now we're not very physical,
and it's a team you know they hate. So I would avoid that one. This is a big number. Denver,
really
Kansas
number.
City, Chiefs giving 9.5. There's no way I would give 9.5.
No, I wouldn't want to lay that. I think Kansas City will win. They seem like they're getting their act together, but this has to be a quarterback. I mean, this is Mahomes against Teddy Bridgewater. That's what this number is.
Yeah,
almost 10.
We've seen the Chiefs. They don't blow out anybody. So I think that'd be a mistake. And then you have the game of the week, Monday Night Football, ESPN, 8:15. Bills laying 2.5 against the Patriots. There's no way we're touching this one.
If the Bills don't win this game, to the point Omar made earlier in the show, and he's teetering on being suspended for full 60
till February
days.
1st, till Cassie's
till
birthday,
February 1st,
yes.
Till Cassie's birthday, when she turns 25. Because I'm in the same boat, but I'm not even close. I mean, we're not even close as Jets fans to where the Bills are at. I mean, this is supposed to be a team that ends up maybe in the Super Bowl. If all you get is a one-year reprieve from Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and now all of a sudden they go into Buffalo and beat you, that I don't... There's not enough tables for it. There would not be enough tables for me to jump through.
That would be a call out sick on Tuesday kind of situation if you can't win this game on Monday night. If you are,
I think I would spend 3 hours of the show. Like you'd have to. I would probably Facebook Live it, no Instagram Live it, where I was just jumping through flaming tables.
Yeah, because that's what you can do. Instagram Live. I see that on your horizon. You can't even figure out how to get into Twitter at times. You're gonna start doing Instagram Live.
All right, stop. I fixed that problem. I hacked right in.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.